Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live as we get ready for an exciting upcoming week. Not only BKFC in town on Friday, but UFC, as always, on Saturday out in Las Vegas. So let's kick it off. The only way we know how.
Okay.
You might want to turn yours on. Let's head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another awesome weekend of fights. And welcome back to the program, Sajara Eubanks. Sajara, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First and foremost, welcome back. How have you been?
I'm glad to be back on the show. I have been fantastic since the last time I spoke to you guys, just about a year ago, I think.
Yep. Time flies when you have fun, I guess, right?
Heck yeah. I'm having a blast.
Another fight week kicking off today. Is it same old, same old? I mean, not I'm trying to make light of it, but is it just another fight week, 3.5 days away from a fight, or is every fight week a little bit different?
Every fight week is a little bit different. Every week has their own little different, like, sort of anxieties and preparations. And even though it's generally the same, to me, they're just as exciting every time. And this has been a regular, every fight to me is important. It's a really important fight. It's my return to the flyweight division. So I've got a lot on the line here, just making the first fight, which is the weight, and then re-entering the game at 125. It's really exciting, but it's a little extra.
With it being a little bit different each and every time, does that help you get through, you know, the media day today, some of the media responsibilities tomorrow? The cut and weight, all that. Having it a little different, does that help?
Yeah, for me it is. I'm one of the fighters that I don't mind things switching up. Nothing, you know, you can't really plan everything to a T. So if things get a little different, schedule changes, or, you know, things happen in fight week that you can't plan for. So if it's different, I like it. It makes me feel like whenever it's a little different, to me that's normal.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your opponent, or my typical next, you know, portion of it is, does it even matter about the opponent?
No, it doesn't matter, especially not this week. About what my opponent wants to do. Obviously, we study film, so we're a little prepared for the types of style and tools that our opponent may bring. So, you know, we do our film study and get ready. But for me, as long as anytime I've fought my best, I've been successful. So it's all about making sure I'm doing the best thing that I can do on Saturday night.
How do you relax? And not just fight week, and I want to ask you that as well, but let's say fight week. How do you relax? How do you not think about? How do you not concentrate on Saturday? Or is it something that you want to do and continue to think about Saturday? As well as, how do you relax when it's not a fight week? You know, 3 weeks from now.
So I just wanted to make sure before we get started. By scrolling through TikTok, I spend a lot of time on TikTok. If I want a good laugh and kill some time, I'll just jump on TikTok for a little while. But I like to read. I play video games. You know, off camp, off fight week. I don't live too far from the beach, so just grabbing a bite to eat with friends and relaxing is always a good way to de-stress from the normality of fight week and fight camp. But during the week, I kind of like hanging out. I veg out at the hotel and read books and scroll on my phone.
Do you watch, you know, fights, you know, whether it's going to be Saturday or, you know, you're sitting at home 3 weeks from a fight? Do you watch fights as a fan, or anytime you watch a fight, are you trying to pick up a little something that might benefit you in an upcoming fight?
That's super exciting. I definitely watch fights as a fan as best I can. These fights come on late sometimes. I definitely love watching the fights as a fan. I watch them every card. I love that UFC is banging them out almost every weekend. So definitely, if there's a fight on Saturday night, I'm in front of the TV or somewhere out watching it with my teammates. I love watching them as a fan. I also watch as a participant. I like to watch other females when they fight. I'm always watching any other female that's fighting at flyweight or bantamweight or any other division I'm in. So, I'm always watching the fights, always a fan of what I participate in, yeah.
And I totally, obviously get what you're saying. I'm East Coast as well, so that 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning definitely gets late.
Oh, man, the main event, man. I need a coffee, like, as soon as we start hitting coke. I'm like, bro, we got 5 rounds coming up. It's not even 11:30. I'm always...
Yeah, no, exactly. It's crazy. Well, finally, let's talk about Saturday night when you get back in the octagon. What should we expect? What should the fans expect to see when you get back in there?
All right, definitely expect some fireworks. I'm coming back to that flyweight division. I'm excited. I feel strong. I feel healthy, and I'm really excited to catch this second wind in my career. I really think that this is going to be a good turnaround fight for me, so expect a finish and expect a good time. I'm looking forward to Saturday night.
How do you control the excitement? I know I've asked you this, and I've asked a lot of fighters this. You're excited. It's what you do. You love what you do, but you got to kind of be, even keeled as well, because you're getting ready to be in a fist fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard time. That's hard sometimes as a fighter to find the balance between being intense and being focused and being like too crazy and like, too intense and relax your shoulders sometimes. So it's definitely something that comes with experience, is learning how to balance out those emotions. But it's real easy to get intense. You're going to get locked in a cage with somebody. It's real easy to want to like, rah, have your whole body clenched 24/7. So it's just a matter of like trying to find that balance between bringing the right amount of focus and intensity and not overdoing yourself.
Good stuff. As always, Sajars, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Oh, I love headphones. I really appreciate it, man. And thanks for having me on anytime.
Absolutely. We'll talk again. Have fun on Saturday.
I will. Appreciate you.
Awesome. All right. We are one section down. Let's hit this break. When we come back, I think we're going to grab Chris Lytle.
He's out.
You are on.
I am on.
It may be your last segment. I'm just telling you. If you say one stupid thing.
What if he says one stupid thing?
All right. If he brings it up, I'll tell you both to shut up. Is that fair?
Fair.
Is that fair? All right. Coming to you live from the BKFC press conference. We are 2 days away, and I haven't even brought up yet. We're going to hold off on a break.
Okay.
Because somehow I am involved in what could be. No, let me rephrase that. I am involved in what will be the biggest fight in the history of Tampa Bay. I am smack dab in the middle of this. Am I not?
You are.
If this fight happens and both sides say it's going to happen, we will discuss the biggest fight, the biggest fight in the history of Tampa Bay. I know Antonio Tarver has fought here. I know the UFC has fought here.
Winky Wright.
Winky Wright, bare knuckle. The biggest fight in the history of Tampa Bay. We'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mayor Rick Reisman, and you are listening to St. Pete's own Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-8255. 5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from BKFC. What is this, 412?
19.
Yeah, but close? Sitting down with, I think Willock calls you the Pioneer. Is that what he's calling
he's
you?
He's just trying to call me old.
trying to be nice. Well, first, my segue is, and Chris Lights Out Lytle sitting down, and obviously he can respond to this, but what I mentioned before we went to the break is what I believe will be the biggest fight in Tampa Bay. BKFC is coming up. I know this on Friday. The UFC has been in town. I know that. But the absolute biggest fight in the history of Tampa Bay is in the works.
Uh-oh. Where we at? Let's hear it.
It's Warren Sapp versus Chidi Ahanotu.
Oh, wow. Tampa Bay Bucks.
It's, I'll tell you what.
The whole city will be there, won't it? You have to put it outside of that.
Literally, this thing has been blowing up. It's been in the works for probably 20, 22 years. And there was a little scuffle in the locker room. Allegedly, I wasn't there, but everybody has confirmed that it happened. And what happened was, just to give you the quick rundown, was Chidi Ahanotu Instagrammed, whatever that is, something that I guess Warren sent last year. So I saw it, and I picked up the phone. What am I supposed to do, right? I picked up the phone. I'm only human. And I said, Warren, what's up with this? And it's gone from, I don't know, let me look. I didn't do it. He thought it was recent when he said he didn't do it. I didn't realize it was something that he just reposted. So long, fellow deed, story short, Warren Sapp wants to fight Chidi Ahanotu in Tampa with all of the proceeds going to charity.
I like it. That's fantastic. Well, they not
to. So, I think it'll be awesome. Chidi does not want to do MMA. Warren Sapp wants to do MMA.
We'll settle on bare knuckles.
And that could
right
be.
In the middle, man.
So this is kind of what I'm thinking. Now, Mike Chiesa has offered to come in and commentate this fight. But I want you to do it too.
I do too.
Right?
I'm in.
Okay.
When are we doing it?
It's all going to be put together. Warren Sapp is scheduled, all right, because I know how to cover my butt, scheduled to be with me Friday night at the fairgrounds at Bare Knuckle.
Fantastic.
So I know he's excited about it. Maybe it'll become a bare knuckle.
Well, if he needs to come in and sit in for a fight, I'm sure we could let him commentate for Warren. Around. We'll give him around.
Don't offer Warren with a good time. So how are you? How you been? I saw you a couple weeks ago down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Just waiting for the next bare knuckle, as usual. Great fight, they're highly entertaining. Last one went a little long. I'm hoping this one is a little quicker.
Well, but you can't blame anybody but the squirrel.
Pardon me?
You can't blame anybody but the squirrel. Wasn't it a squirrel that caused the blowout?
Somebody, I thought it was a thunderstorm or something.
No.
I've been lied to again.
It was an animal. Yeah, no, it was a squirrel.
All right.
Yeah.
I blame them. Hopefully he gave his life.
<He's>, he definitely gave his life.
So, Chris, so with the experience that you have from the MMA to bare knuckle to boxing
to putting out fires
for Sapp and Chidi, like which discipline would you prefer, or what should they do being their first fight of all time?
The problem with doing MMA is so much different training. You can't concentrate. I mean, you had to grapple. You got to do wrestling. You got to do kickboxing. You got to do boxing. You got to do Muay Thai. I mean, you got so many different disciplines. It's like you can't do a crash course. Okay, do this. You know what I mean? I mean, it would probably turn into a pretty boring thing. Or one, they're gonna get tired quick. In the first fight, you're going to do one. Somebody's gonna get tackled around the other one. Either they're gonna hit him real quick and knock him out, or they're just gonna lay there and like do very little or a lot. I would recommend doing more. I mean, if you don't like each other in a fight, you gotta do stand up. Just gentleman's rules, you punch a guy, they get knocked down, let him get back up and punch you. I think that'd be a lot easier than doing all the training for all the nothing. MMA would be so difficult to train for, it takes so long.
Which do you think a person can get hurt more? The boxing or the bare knuckle portion?
I'm a firm believer bare knuckle is much safer than boxing. I remember, you know, I've been retired from MMA for at least 5 years before I came out and did a bare knuckle fight, and I hadn't had a boxing match in 15 years, pro boxing. I was like, man, I don't want to come out and get hurt. And people don't understand, it's the constant pounding that the brain takes in boxing. The brain's going to hit the skull maybe 20 times around. Boom. You get hit with a bare fist, I would say bare knuckle is worse for you cosmetically, but better for your brain. That's all I really care about.
No, absolutely. You know, long term, it's better. And I think, honestly, knowing Chidi Ahanotu and knowing Warren Sapp, they both want to get a picture of their opponent bloody.
Yeah, I mean, even better. You know what I mean? I thought you were going to say something about they don't have any brain cells.
No.
They don't want to fight, or they don't want to lose it. I was going to disagree with
you. You can say that. I'm not saying that.
What are you talking about? That's what I thought.
Shots fired.
That's what I thought you were saying.
I thought we were tight. What are you throwing me under the bus?
You were.
No. I'm definitely not saying that. All right, so everybody knows main event, Paige VanZant, last time she fought was also here in the Tampa Bay area. It was up in Lakeland. Obviously, Britton Hart. Obviously, Britton Hart.
Yeah, I mean, Britton, she's got I don't want to say a chip on her shoulder, but a chip on her shoulder right now.
And rightfully so.
I won. I beat the girl in the main event last night. How's this possible? And, you know, like you're saying, I can't disagree with that. Fortunately for a lot of people, you do have some, what do you call these guys?
TikTok, hip-hop, pop-pop.
I don't know what that is, but I hear it.
I don't know either.
Heavyweight champ, AJ Adams, he's fighting, a guy from England. Very hyped up guy, I believe. So very excited about that fight right there. Britton Heights fighting Jimmy Savage. And Savage came in and kind of upset hard after. So that was a whole whatever. So we'll see what happens here. There's bad luck. Taylor Sarge, who put on for the fight of the year, Bare Knuckle, or no,
Knucklemania,
yeah. She's back in action, so everybody's excited about that one. Sometimes we've seen those dudes on the best fight. So I don't know what it is, but they tend to put on great fights. We got Abby Flaskins versus Herrera, so those are all fights I am very excited about.
Being a Tampa Bay person that I am, and knucklehead over here is, and you know, obviously everybody in the Tampa Bay area that's going to be out at the fairgrounds, they know the history of Abby and Gia. So, you know, outside of this world, and to be honest, you may not even know, these two have disliked each other, and there's bad blood from years and years. This is going to be a fight that you're not going to want to miss.
Well, I knew Herrera was from around here, and I assume they had something going on like that. But he's been to some of the stuff with young people in the crowd and whatnot. So I knew who he was, but I didn't know about the...
Gian.
Huh?
Gian. He's fighting Gian Herrera.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, Herrera. I knew he was from around here. The backstory.
So, Chris, how important is a real blood hate for your opponent to get motivated for fight camp, for weight cuts? Like, is it necessary to perform at your highest level?
It depends on the person. And like, some guys can't perform well if they don't have an intense dislike for the person. Some people fight worse.
It's like this radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it builds. But some fighters, you know, it just depends on the fighter. For example, George St. Pierre, if you talk trash to him, you're going to get the best version of GSP. He needs that motivation. But if you're like, hey, let's just have a great fight, George. The pressure gets to him. He doesn't dislike you. He needs that focus. And then some fighters, you know, they fight better. No matter. So you just never know the fighter. Some people need to hate you. Some people don't. So it doesn't matter.
What was it like back in the day since you're a pioneer? I remember talking to fighters that were fighting you.
Yeah.
I remember talking to fighters that fought Eve Edwards.
Yeah.
And they said they hated it because they liked you so much that they couldn't get caught up in that. Was that beneficial for you that they, even though they still went out trying to beat you?
I mean, like I said, I don't know if that's the kind of person. Like, to me, a lot of the Diaz brothers, they like to dislike people. You know, they have a problem. They're going to make a problem usually no matter what. I think most professional guys who've been at the game for a long time, I've fought many of my friends. You know, it doesn't have to be I have to hate them. I'm going to try and knock your head off, I promise. No matter if I like it, no. Afterwards, it depends. It's afterwards. If I like you, I'm going to help you up. Oh, man, it's all right. If I don't like you, I won't. You know what I mean? So, that part has nothing to do with it. If you're a professional, you need to be able to fight anybody anytime anywhere, no matter what. And most high-level guys are like that.
Sure. Well, and that's what Greg Hardy said when we talked about fans and no fans. He's like, if you're a fighter, if you're an athlete, you want fans there, but you don't need them.
Yeah.
You don't need fans to get riled up. You don't need to hate your opponent to get riled up.
You know, like when I was on the Ultimate Fighter, and when you're in there and you're looking at that person across the cage, everything's out the window. I mean, you can kind of hear your corners yelling, but it's kind of the same whether it's them or if there's 20 people or there's 20,000. You can kind of hear more, and it can amp you up a little bit, but these are little 5 points and fine-tuning, maybe a 1% difference. Most of it's no different at all. You know what I mean? Like, if you're paying attention to the fans, you're doing something way different than I am. The fans look at that person trying to kill me.
Obviously, you're retired, and I know you like being retired. Do you miss it? Like, if you were younger. Shoot.
I've always said if they had bare knuckle out 10 years ago, I'd have been qualified. I really like this sport. I just, I'm 47 years old. It's kind of hard to get the body
right. Yeah.
Train hard. I can come and fight, no problem. I couldn't train hard day in and day out. And that's why I'm not going to come in here and get tired all the time and not do well, because
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
What is it about bare knuckle that you like?
I like the fact that this is an athletic contest. It's a fight. You get too many of these things, you get too high level, especially with jiu-jitsu and boxing. People crying, I'm going to outpoint this guy. I got to win him. I got to win at all costs. I'm going to outpoint this guy. And I want people to go out there and say, I'm going to try and kill this guy. That's what people want to see. People want to see people go at it. That's what I want to see. And this sport still has that. You know, boxing, a lot of times, it doesn't. MMA at the highest level does. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you saw a title elimination fight? Whoever wins this gets the title. It's only boring to me. Those fights are not good.
Yeah.
They're both afraid.
They're afraid to make a mistake.
So they're
right.
Boring.
Right.
This sport doesn't have it, typically. I mean, people come to fight. That's what I like about it.
So you're talking about Sab and TD, how the first fight, they'll get tired. You were a pioneer back in the day where nutrition played a big part. Guys gassed out quick. So now everybody's got a gas tank. And most fights go to decisions. So here was Randy and I's thought over a Facebook post. What if at the end of the decision, instead of going to the judges where we know officiating can be terrible, what would you feel if we had a sudden death, one punch off, until someone passed out,
like the slap, soccer. Like the slap thing.
Like the slap thing, that'd be fair.
No more judges, and it's left in the squared circle or in the octagon.
You know what I do like about the grappling? I did a grappling thing with Jake Curtis, and at the end of that, they're like, there's no score. At the end, you start in rear naked choke position, and then the other guy starts in there. You start an arm bar type. We'll find a way to make it over. You know what I mean? We'll sell with you on having your back taken from it, and we'll sell them taking your back from it. We'll see what happens.
All right.
If you want to go that way.
I'm confused. So you're going to start, who's going to start in the rear naked? Who has the back first?
It doesn't matter because you get to do it and then the other guy gets to do it.
So they're going to choke you unconscious for 40.
No, if you can get out and then you get him, then you win. But if you both get each other, then you have to do it again. Or if you're the one, you get the other guy gets out, then you have to. We do three different rounds. Okay. Pick a rear naked choke or an armbar position. It was weird, man.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. How close to a rear naked are you allowed to put them in?
You get the hooks in, you get one arm over, like
so pretty close.
Yeah, and the armbar you start on your back, then having your arm.
Wow, it's like football. You score, then they get the ball, and they score, and you keep going.
It was interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm baffled.
Yeah, it was weird, man, but I mean.
So if you break Jake's arm, does he have to break both of your arms to win?
Possibly. No, it was weird. How they did, though, was all based on time. So, like, me and Jake, neither one of the team that ever got a submission. Like, we both got out of everybody's moves, but he held me down longer. And he just got the figure four by trying to help him. Like, I'm trying to joke him. He's like, nope, we're one for time. So whoever held the guy down longer, he won the decision with all the money. I don't know. I wasn't trying to win the decision. I was kind of getting some.
Do you keep up with UFC? Are you, watch?
Yeah, it's hard now, man. No, there's so many different.
Three a week.
And there are people from all over the place, but there's so many names. I'm like, no, I'm just from Uzbekistan, Pakistan. I'm just like, man, I don't know about these guys. There's so many guys from so different many places in the world. Like, this fighting's one of two sports in the world that's global appeal. This is soccer, that's it. So, I mean, and it's totally what global now. It's a different animal.
I'm a firm believer, and I think you would be too, that there are better fighters worldwide that we don't know about, that just hasn't had the opportunity, hasn't been able to go to a bare knuckle tryout, hasn't been able to be found by Dana White. So how do we find more of these fighters?
Okay, say what you will. UFC, I know people complain about their pay a lot, but one thing they've done is they turned it into a global sport, and that costs money. They're out doing things at different places and going all over the world. And introducing the sport, so people are being found now. And I mean, if you're a really good fighter, I think what places don't have a representative now? And if they don't have it yet, they will soon.
Well, I think you're
West Virginia.
They have rough and rowdy.
Okay.
I think Nigeria is probably the place where most of the fighters will come from once they've developed that African PI Performance Institute, and they start developing trainers, fighters out of that area.
We have a lot of good fighters from Nigeria
for sure,
right now.
No question. But look at the
pound for pound guy, right?
And the Olympics just announced that Muay Thai will be an Olympic sport. How long do you think before MMA becomes an Olympic sport?
Man, that'd be really tough.
It's
to
tough.
Do. I mean, because it's not a brutal sport, the right word. It's not like amateur boxing where you can go have turn of fight, you know, three rounds without. I mean, this would be tough to do a real tournament like this. Even after a fight, you're going to have a long time layoff before you can fight again. I mean, I don't see how you can possibly do it.
I've said that to you.
But the UFC started with a tournament style.
Was and Gracie they had to quit doing it because people fight. Got... At the end of that, people get so good. It's not about who's a better fighter, it's not who doesn't get hurt. You know, it's attrition, not necessarily better fighters. So I don't think you're going to see a lot of guys who are going to want to do four fights in 5 weeks. What, I mean, you can't hurt your hand. I mean, you're more highly tuned athlete now than you've been going to fight. But now you got to take a trick. You have to train again. You have to have a peak at the right time. You can't be that weak in the world when your body's not going to sustain.
Before I let you go, I need to ask you a football question. So, as we all know, the GOAT, Tom Brady, you know, leaves New England, comes to Tampa, wins the Super Bowl, you know, etches his legacy. I think really what etched Tom Brady's legacy more than winning the Super Bowl was throwing the Lombardi Trophy. And I'm just curious, A, what's your thoughts on that? And what is your thoughts as a football fan in another state of the Buccaneers and Tom Brady?
I absolutely love it. I mean, to me, I respect the fact that you're going to be in the comfort zone. Everybody says he's a product of this system. He's great because of whatever, Belichick and everything. I'm going to go out there and prove that wrong. I'm going to put it all on the line right now, and I'm going to go over there in a place that struggled to make it even playoff in the last 15 years, and I'm going to show what I can do. He did it. That was very impressive to me, and I love the fact that you're going to have that kind of confidence in you and your ability to take it on to a new place, and you win just like that. I mean, they were a good team, but they were not clicking on all cylinders until he did.
You know, and that's the funny thing you said about Tom Brady and the system. Tom Brady could win with a good football team. So when he came to, let's be honest, a great football team, a great defense, you know, arguably two of the best receivers in football, decent running backs. The line was fantastic. To expect this, you know, a lot of people thought right away Super Bowl, and I'm like, give it time.
Yeah.
You know, look what happened the first couple of weeks, and I'm really interested. They break camp or open camp on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to 2021 with the Bucs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to have work cut out with them. I think my coach is going
to be. How's Pittman doing up there? You know, that's my guy, Michael Pittman Jr., yeah. You know, with the Colts.
Yeah.
You know, I know that there's a lot of high hopes. He was like the number three, and then he's kind of worked his way up, and I think he's kind of a big deal up there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I know a lot of people are pretty excited about that. You know, we got a new quarterback coming in, but I think he's going to fit with the team and everything. The defense, the running game, good line. I think we're going to be really good at that.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Well, as always, thank you very much for stopping by. I know you don't need more, but more 8-Man Strong coming your way. And you're going to need to take a photo because there's a pair of earbuds from a Jabron Electronics. A cameraman's going to take a photo. We're going to ship it up there to Carl. And we appreciate your time as always, Chris. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from BKFC Press Conference. Due to start 32 minutes ago. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
We need to figure out all these buttons. Coming to you live from BKFC. What number? 19?
19.
What's wrong with you now?
I don't know. Well, there's always something wrong with me.
Yeah, I know. All right, so sitting down with this, he was the main event at what number is this? 19?
It was 19.
So BKFC 18. You think I got hit in the head a lot. Your heavyweight champion, Joey Beltran. Joey, how are you? Not too bad. Let's switch headsets real quick. This one's better. Go ahead and take a turn.
Sorry, I'm jumping in. Make sure my husband's okay.
Whoa. She threw it away. See, I had this whole thing set up. I had this whole thing about, you know, he's the heavyweight champ. How do you get, you know, bigger? How do you do things more important? Well, this is how. I understand this morning that you guys got married.
Yep, surprise. Now I can say it. So, and back off. We're great. No, we're happier than we ever have, you know. So it was just something we wanted to do for us. The date is amazing. It's July 21st, 2021. And I mean, going into this fight and going into the future, how could I possibly lose having this man behind me?
I think Britt knew all along that I had eyes for Joey, because she said the same thing to me in Fort Lauderdale. It's like she knew something that you and I didn't know.
So funny, Joey actually did an interview, but I'm just playing all fun and games. I respect and I know Joey, I trust him 100% with all my heart. But it was so funny, someone was doing an interview and he was like talking, and they were just looking at him, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so great. What's your name again? I'm going to follow you. And I'm like, wait a minute, that twinkle needs it's just because he's so inspiring. Not only is he extremely extraordinarily handsome, but he really is just someone who's, you know, just the
wrong I'm not going to comment on the handsome part. All right. I appreciate it.
So first of all, congratulations.
Congrats.
Now my first question for you, Britt, is now that your last name is changed, will you change it for your fight promotions going forward? Like, Will you keep your identity as who you were in the fight world, or will you take on the Peloton name?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think I always say that I'm always trying to improve and be the better version of myself. So it's really not going to change my 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. So I think that would be like something extremely, incredibly awesome blessing. Like, I think I like to be traditional and classic with taking your man's last name. And, you know, I do want to be Joey's kid. And I think that does involve taking his last name. But I think as far as the fans go, I know Bret Hart was awesome and catchy, you know, but so is Bret Hart. So.
If it's okay, and if it's not, just, you know, slap me upside the head. You know, tell us the story. I mean, how did you guys meet? You know, it's because it seemed like this was fairly quick. I could be wrong, but it's
So we got an album in terms of like this is Tom Gunzo. Sometimes it's not about quantity, times about quality.
Sure.
And I mean, yeah, the retrospects are the met at the I don't know. I had never met, I fought, we fought until BKS2. I never had said a word with Bret Hart. And I sat down, I saw Bret Hart on the name tag next to the nickname tonight, and I thought, oh, and then he came over and he was like, oh, well, I guess you're my,
I'll come back in my
you can say it. Every day.
Yep, that's right.
And he sat there, and funny, she says, she tells the story, she said she was nervous, and I was like, I was in my head, I was like, hey, you know, I have a rental car, man, you want to go and, you know, yes, I do.
That's
awesome. And they're like,
well,
we went, like, we just started talking, it's crazy. First conversation of it.
You know, you always hear stories like that, but you don't believe it. When I met my wife, we talked about getting married 2 weeks later. So it literally, it's true. You know, it's just something. You know, it's so give us your, you know, you're sitting there at the podium.
Yes, it's just piggybacking off of that. When we came back, it went from being like, oh my gosh, you know, how is this going to go? When we came back from that, it was like I was with my best friend the whole night. We laughed. I mean, we were telling jokes. We were pretending to commentate the fights and, you know, be like Sean and Chris. Like, we had a blast. I mean, then we went and we danced. We listened to Whitney Houston. It was like the whole world stopped. And it was like, you just don't get that feeling, you know?
Sure.
So going on from that and going forward, you know, it was always that quality like that when I met Joey and, you know, Christmas and, you know, going to California. He came and trained. We trained together before we were even considering dating. And then, you know, it kind of like, he stayed around and he stayed like, I had some like really open conversations with him and realized that this man really does love me for me. It's not because of all the, you know, whatever everybody else sees. It's for bad stuff too. Like, because we had some really deep personal conversations and nothing changed. I was thinking, always probably thinking, never mind.
Right.
He never changed. And honestly, since that day that we sat ringside in December, the energy that me and Joey and quality that we have has not changed. It's so magical every day. And like you said, 2 weeks later, like basically we were married. We lived together, moved in together, moved into Miami, got an apartment. We have done everything efficiently and just, I mean, more like overachieving on what we do together. It's amazing. And even the problems, you know, like it's not that our life hasn't been without problems. It absolutely has. But we solve it and do another really cool thing. Absolutely. That was mind-blowing to me. I actually did Landmark to help, like, heal myself in some problems back in the past. And we used to joke about, like, hey, I can't marry or talk to anyone unless they do Landmark. It was, like, a really deep understanding on your way of being. And me and Joey went out to eat one day, and I don't know how it came up, but Joey did Landmark, and that's, like, a bizarre thing for people to do. And when we start talking on that level, on, like, you know, how your way of being and past and, you know, trauma and how you handle it, like mental coaching, right then and there, I was like, wow, this is absolutely the person that I have to be with forever. And it's been like that. So any problems that we, you know, I told him, you know, I yell, I said, just tell me we did Landmark. Just tell me you don't like my way of being right now. He's like, I'm not telling you that. That's not going to work. And I'm like, yes, it is. And sure enough, what happened?
Sounds like we need Landmark, Randy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm not doing Landmark if it means we got to get along. Yeah. I don't want any part of that. So did you know that you were going to do it today, or was it just spontaneous and let's go do it?
Yeah, we knew. We're thinking about it. We like the things that we've been doing for a while. I get hit in the head a lot. She goes to the hospital. I can't do it either. This is all set up. Let's do it.
Like I said, it was like a joke.
I hate hypotheticals, but I'm going to throw one at you. It's one thing, you know, you're going together, you're living together, you love each other, you know, you fight, you know, it's going to be tough to watch, or when Joey fought down in Fort Lauderdale. But is it different now that, you know, there's a ring involved and you are married? Is it going to be different to see each other fight? I mean, you won't know until it happens.
Yeah,
I know.
I think it's going to be a fun experience for Joey, because I think before when Joey fought, I was like, shh, I'm fine. I wasn't sweating it. I had like so. Which I mean, I always have fought. I mean, I think Joey really legit is the best, not only the best fighter, but like the best fighter, period. Bare knuckle in the world, because the tenacious spirit that he has. But besides that, I was nervous. I've never been that nervous. I was shaking, like, I couldn't believe it, man. I was really, really nervous when he actually got in the ring. And I was, like, almost freaking myself out, like, put a grip on yourself, girl. Like, I had to ask my manager to help me down the steps, seriously. So, and then after the fight was done, it was cool, but I was really, I'm usually a yeller, as you guys know, but I am a yeller, and I'm very emotional, passionate, and I was, like,
right,
the whole time watching the fight, like, I don't know, it was one of these crazy things. So what an experience. So it'll be one for him, you know.
So
I don't know.
So I've got to throw my two cents. So you're in good company at this table, because Randy knew after 2 weeks that his marriage was real, and he's been together what, 39 years?
Yeah, 39 years.
39 years. I also met my wife on the same kind of premise. We got married after 3 months of knowing each other. She's from Brazil. We've been together 17 years. So when you know, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and even when I went to go, you know, pick out the rings, like, we looked and we're like, oh, we're going to have to go to like 4 or 5 different shops. It's been, I mean, like, seriously magical for us. We walked in and we seen, I'm like, I don't know, you think we should go look everywhere? But this ring is perfect. And it's like, well, it'd be kind of like you know, if I saw you, what else is out there? It's like, do you really know? But when you see something, you just gotta have it. That's that magical bond.
Now, Joe, which ring has more importance right now? I mean, it's a loaded question.
I hate stupid questions.
The loaded question.
It's so stupid.
The loaded question. The Hall of Fame, BKFC. Or a wedding ring.
Definitely my way.
All right, so I don't know if I want to play the bad guy or not, because I would keep you here on the air forever, but they're holding the press conference up for you.
And you're up.
Hold on a second. Since you're not the main event, just hang out for a little bit. We'll get back at them, right? I'm cool with it. Okay. All right, I know you got to go, but, you know, thank you very much for stopping by. Congrats.
Thank you, guys.
Congrats. Awesome. There. That way I won't get in trouble too much, you know, with BKFC. And then, you know, see, Nate's over like, come on, Randy, let's get it done.
Get it going.
So does it feel different? I mean, again, you know, we've all been married and stuff. I mean, does it, you know, does it feel different? Or because you've been living together, you've almost been married?
It does, in a good way.
Bill, for sure. Will you have, the next time you fight, will you try to plan it that Britt's on the same card as you? You guys can, you know, be in shape at the same time? Or is that not even important?
I mean, however we change the ball, I mean, timing-wise. Hey everyone, I'm Sean Willock. I am the play-by-play commentator for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I know you're all waiting for a few more people to get here. We will be starting at the top of the hour. We appreciate all your patience. We'll be playing.
I know you're not the type of guy, but throw that belt to her. You're the heavyweight champ. You want it. I want my wife on the same card, or vice versa. I don't want her to fight when I'm fighting.
Either way, go ahead.
Now, when you go through your weight cuts, you know, if you're on the same card, it would be good for the marriage to both be in a caloric deficit at the same time.
People are like, oh, every time I see you, oh, you're losing weight, you're losing more weight. So I came from my fight, I was in good shape, and then immediately I'm living with Brit, and she's cutting weight, she's in her training deficit. Well, I have to be in training deficit. I'm running with her like every day, not having the food that I want.
Sure.
So there's a big win. So I definitely got some weight to put on after this fight.
So that could be good or bad. You know, when I was doing keto and my wife didn't want to do it, you know, she made me kind of feel bad. She's like, I'm not going to do that. So I'm like, well, I can, but eat your mashed potatoes. It does make it a little difficult, I would imagine, for one to be cutting weight and one not to, right?
Yeah, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, like, as long as me personally, as long as I'm around like 220, I'm good. Like, I'm so strong that like, man, I'm like, good guys, but they're tired. Ultimately, if you pop so good, you take that little cut,
Now,
we'll see that.
So, do you believe there should be another weight limit above heavy? Do you think they should have a cutoff in another division in the heavyweight division?
Like
225. You a fan of that?
No, I like it.
Because in the lower classes, you've got 10-pound weight classes. You know, 135, 125, 145. So 10 pounds obviously makes a huge difference. And in the heavyweight, you've got a 50, 60, 70-pound weight swing at times.
Yeah, I think I like it. I mean, personally, I like it.
Because you like it. You don't need a reason.
Because you're the champ. And it doesn't matter what size they are.
Exactly. I like the big guys. My eyes light up on the big guys. I know that those big muscles need lots of options.
Who do you?
Push a little hard. Yeah.
Who do you have your eye on next? Who
do you? The winner of Big Fight right in. Nicky Jarrell. Very recognized. A lot of people, he's got basically the whole country. He's the biggest. And then Arnold Adams, he has a victory over me from Dark and Strong. So I want to get that type of match. I want to get that one back to that. I'm a pro. Whoever wins, I'll be pleasantly happy.
All right, I don't want to get Dave Feldman mad, but since he's already adding a little bit of a circus atmosphere, you know, with the TikTok and the hip hop and the, you know, the tic-tac and all that stuff, I think you should fight them both at the same time. Let them tag in and out, and then you can win two belts by beating them both at the same time. You like that? How are you going to celebrate, you know, this week? Or are you going to have to hold off the kind of celebration because, again, she's fighting on Friday? Have you seen or will you see the manatees while you're here? And are you going to go do the stingray bow fishing? All right, well, we'll get it. You know, Steve's here. We'll get the calls done. The bow fishing is kind of cool. It's a little interesting. You know, I want him to.
He's
going to
be here later.
All right, he's got to go up too?
No. The bow fishing guy is coming here today.
It's called Amateurs.
Yeah. Welcome to the program, Steve Lanay.
Well, we can get it all set up a little bit later tonight. The bow fishing guy's going to be here.
Oh, is he really? Is he going to cook them up this time? Are we going to eat the scallops?
Yeah, this time we'll eat them.
All right, so as long as we eat them, then that is cool. Joey, thank you very much for your time. I know you want to get over there. You always get us something. Thank you for coming out. So we're going to give both of you guys a pair of Jabrat earbuds so that you have you know, some earbuds, listen to some music. Or when she gets mad at you or you get mad at her, you can put the earbuds in and you don't have to hear each other. All right, let's go hit a break. Got 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. BKFC 18, 19, 19 press conference when we come back. We'll be right back.
I think we already have it.
Yeah.
Randy, we are.
Then she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is down, baby. Maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her
feet. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.